Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start today with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. Let's get started with our Faith in the Morning confession. You can find it in the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, the description, social media. It's so important to say what God says about us because our words direct our life. So go ahead and say with me, say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it. So I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Once again, thank you for joining me today. However you're streaming, however you're part, I'm so glad that you're starting your day with faith in the morning.
Psalm 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endures forever. To Him alone who does wonders. For His mercy endures forever. To Him alone who does great wonders. For His mercy endures forever. That includes today. His mercy is His covenant love. It's His faithful love. It's His determination to bless you. It's His mercy that kicks in when you should have got judgment. You should have got all the bad things you deserve, but all of a sudden it did not happen. The mercy of God showed up again and again and again and again. And you're right now a recipient of mercy. What should have took you out didn't take you out. Now you're sitting in this seat. I'm telling you, you need to prepare for the miracle by saying, God, I'm going to stop living my way. I'm going to live your way. I'm selling out. I'm living all the way. I'm not keeping one foot in the world and one foot in the church. I'm going to live right. I'm going to live in the light. And God, if you help me, I will go to the next level. If you were with me, then I know I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Your next step is, if you want your life to become miraculous, keep showing up. Keep taking steps forward. Be in the Word every day. Every day. You eat every day. You on social media every day. Get in the Word every day. Keep showing up. You say, well, Pastor, you don't know what I did yesterday. Why should I read the Word today? Because of what you did yesterday. That should be a reminder. Let me get my tail in the Bible today. Oh, God's mad at me. He doesn't want to hear me pray. Baby, don't run from God when you do something stupid. Run to Him. You think you're the first person in history who's done something stupid? Don't run from Him. Run to Him. He's not mad at you. He's madly in love with you. And He has miracles for you. Because you are a miracle. And He's the God who does miracles. Job 9:10, He does great things past finding out. Yes, wonders without number. Did you catch that? He does great things past finding out. Yes, wonders without number. It doesn't matter how many miracles, signs, and wonders you need to have in your life to get your life where it's supposed to be, because He does it without number. He is the miracle working God. He is the God who does wonderful things. That's who He is. He's the God who parted the Red Sea. You don't think He can fix your life? He caused manna to fall from the sky. You don't think He can pay your bills? He does miracles, signs, and wonders. That's who He is.
Thank you for streaming Faith in the Morning. Know that something good is going to happen to you. Expect miracles. make sure you read today's newsletter. We love you so much. God bless.